It's Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory, on Nova 103.5, so net so na half elf. Ek hoop dat jy 'n heerlike dag het. So ver, hoe gaan dit vandag met jou? As jy met my wil gesels, onthou jy is altyd welkom via Telegram 083-000-1035. So, verlede week Vrydag was Winter Nights. En toe loop ek vir Rowan Miller raak, wat die business unit head is van Tonality Marketing Solutions. En toe vertel hy my van 'n baie cool projek wat hulle tans doen, wat Kitex doen by die skole. En toe ek daarvan uitvind, toe sê ek, Rowan, jy gaan vir my moet kom kuier in die atelier. So Rowan, baie welkom, baie dankie dat jy by Nova kuier vandag.
Baie dankie, dankie dat jy my sal hê.
Rowan, ek wil gou vinnig by jou hoor. So Tonality Marketing Solutions, jy is in beheer van, of jy hardloop met die produkte Kitex, Huggies en Unilever.
Dis korrek.
Wat het julle laat besluit om die Kitex, what made you decide to start the Kitex school campaign?
Well, it's part of a bigger campaign. So every quarter, brands have campaigns, in-store campaigns, where they push product. And what we normally do is when we work out a campaign, we always add a social aspect.
Oh, I like that.
So our social aspect was to start this conversation amongst the youth about period shaming, and the hashtag that we used was unapologetically female.
Ooh. I like that. Hashtag unapologetically female.
I think it's great as well. It's really brilliant. And so we decided to get in contact with schools and see if they'd be interested. We've done 8 schools across the country. We've done Swakop, Walfish, Windhoek, and we're currently doing the North. So, yeah, we've split the team into two. We have King Tidi, which is Namibian artist. The dog, formerly known as the dog, an icon in the industry, speaking to the boys. And we have Top Cherry, speaking to the young ladies about being unapologetically female.
Oh, I love that. And I really like the fact that you guys are involving the boys, that you're not just calling the girls out to the school hall, talking to them, and not involving the boys, because the boys need to be involved.
They do. And I mean, if you look at a lot of campaigns that have been done in the past, we didn't want to just drop off a product and say, you know, distribute. We wanted to involve the boys because they're always left out. And if you want to make a change, you need to involve them. You need to empower them to stop the cycle. So that's where it came about. And it works very well because they feel empowered by the celebrity who comes to speak to them, an icon, somebody they look up to, you know. So if he says, guys, this is wrong, you know, then it resonates with them.
Yeah, and if you and I just walk in there and they don't know us from a bar of soap, they're not going to listen to us.
So
I like the fact that you're using a Namibian celebrity to speak to them.
Yeah, we tried to get the message across, you know, so and this was the best way to do it.
And do you know what he says to the boys, what he talks to the boys about?
Well, what we've done is we've given them free rein, but we have given them guidelines. So he speaks to the boys about the negatives of period shaming. You know, the effects that it have on these young women when you judge them for something that happens naturally, you know, and why we need to change this. Because these boys also have aunts and mothers and sisters, you know, and they don't always realize that what they're doing is wrong, you know. They're school children. So it's a thing of empowering them to know what's right and wrong. And TD is a king, you know, he's King TD.
Yes.
You know, so we used to make them kings, to make them feel like kings. And what do kings do? They protect people who can't protect themselves,
Wow.
They're keepers, they're intelligent, they're genuine, you know, they're strong of character. So that's the type of thing that he talks to them about, you know, to empower them to say, boys, we need to stand up as men, you know, and take ownership of this.
I love that you are doing that, because I think period shaming is so much bigger than we realize, and the emotional effect on girls is so much bigger than we realize, because the girl feels that I did something wrong, or something's wrong with me, or am I dirty, or something like that, and it's a process that is so natural. I know with my foster daughter, I decided to make it as natural as possible for her, because she's a special needs kid. And I didn't want her to be scared. So for the whole year before, I could see when puberty is kicking in, I knew that, it's going to happen sometime soon. So I decided to start preparing her for it already, and to make it as natural as anything else, as natural as drinking water, as brushing your teeth. Because I don't want her to feel that there's something wrong with her, or that she needs to feel ashamed for a natural process of her body.
Yeah, it's funny that it's still such a sensitive subject. I mean, women have been around for many years, and this has been a part of them for many years. But obviously, you know, it takes time. And that's why we started to plant the seed at schools, you know, get the information across early and allow them to grow with it, you know, because it's not fair that girls should be judged for something they have no control over whatsoever.
If I even consider my own upbringing, it was also something that wasn't ever spoken about. And I'm sure a lot of people that are listening to us right now, you might have grown up in a house where it didn't get spoken about. Or if you do, it's like quietly in a secret, you don't talk about this. And we should stop doing that. We should talk about this. And I'm glad that Kotex is talking about that.
Yeah, we really wanted to give back. So what we did is when after the conversation is had with these kids at school, Kotex has provided little silver tins with product inside. Because a lot of these girls don't have product. You know, they stay at a school when it's their time, and they miss a lot of schoolwork. So we wanted to give back. So we've given about 800 tins with product so far. Just to help them along. You know, the tin is nice. They can put it in their bags. It doesn't get wet because it's a tin. The product will stay dry. You know, they can refill it as they need with their specific product of choice.
I love that. I really love that. Which schools did you do the campaign at?
We did quite a few. In Windhoek, we did Mount View School and Dr. Franz Ndongo Primary. Swakop, we did Westside. Wolfish Bay, we did Flamingo and Khoisop Mun Secondary School. And in the north, we're doing Charles Anderson, Irundu Combined School, and Ulukolo Primary School.
I really, really love that you guys are doing this, Rowan. It is amazing. Any last words from your side?
I just want to say that obviously there are a lot of girls out there that are struggling with products. So if you can, I know there's a lot of donation stations at places like Spa and that. You know, if you can buy a packet, drop it in there. These kids really need it. It's really uncomfortable to go through that without a pad or a tampon. So, you know, if you can, just drop in. It's much appreciated. You know, these kids really, really need these products.
They absolutely do. That was Rowan Miller, Business Unit Head of Tonality Marketing Solutions, talking to me today about the Kotex School Campaign. They also manage Kotex, Huggies, and Unilever. This is really awesome that you are doing this, Rowan, and thank you so much for popping into my studio.
Always a pleasure.
We're going to get back to the music. It's Madonna, Like a Prayer, on Nova 103.5. Norah Jones after that with a laid-back one, Don't Know Why.